time.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess if this is enough information, if everybody feels that it's clear enough what you're going to do right now, then we just start. And it'll take a little while, and then I'll ask you to stop so that we can discuss about what's been going on in this process.
So who's the moderator?
If anybody has questions, that's okay. If there's something you don't understand, if there's something stopping you from taking part, you might not understand it, that's okay. It's about the process. It's not a totally ideal example, but it's a way to figure out how it works.
And actually, I'll add one more thing. Many groups use, for example, hand signals so that you don't exactly, like, I agree, you know, I'm happy. And this is a good way to... All right, this means, for the people who don't know, this means, hey, I get your points, let's go to the next thing, right? So let's go to the next thing. Yes, I agree. I have a technical point, for example, I can't see.
That would be if I block.
Right.
Like, if this is going to be the consensus, I leave the group.
Right, okay. Yeah, there's different ways. Yeah, okay. So
I got a proposal.
Wait.
Okay, technical point. The thing is, these hand signals are useful, but there's very many, and sometimes also different groups use different signals for the same thing. So let's not now decide all the hand signals, because it's going to take too long. I just wanted to say they exist. Use them if you want, but we're going to take the process as it comes right now.
Yeah. I would suggest maybe we use one or two maximum. Or any.
We can use this one.
This and maybe block. Okay. So as a group, we agree that we have three signals. I agree. I block completely what you are saying, and you are blocking. Or this, I don't. This. But this, okay.
Okay, let's talk about
wait.
Yeah, that's the problem. It takes a lot of time just to decide what the method is. Okay.
There was one more question,
and maybe this one can be useful for short interruption for language problems. Because I don't need translation all the time, but
yeah.
It's possible that just
that's
one
a good point. Yeah.
What the?
Okay.
We are agreeing.
This
should
language,
language,
language
problem.
Language.
I didn't understand because of
yeah.
my bad.
I think we really need to start because time is short, and if we find that later on there's a problem because of some hand signals, that will be interesting to discuss.
Yeah. Okay, so we are here because we need to decide whether we are going to buy biological coffee for our common kitchen for €2 or biological plus fair trade for €10. So raise your hand if you want to make a point.
Well, we could start with, does everyone agree, or this is the
agree on what?
Suggestion. This is the proposal.
We have to agree between these both, no?
Mm. Yeah, so I don't think we shouldn't buy any coffee, but we can just get our own coffee.
Don't start, eh?
Someone like big coffee, you have to buy it.
Is there anyone from the financial group that we can figure out if we can afford the €10 for the more expensive coffee?
You all have your own budgets.
Oh.
So it's you have
oh.
your own budget, and then these products are... sum of your input, so you can refer to your own budget.
Okay. Then the question is there anyone who can't afford the €10 for?
I don't drink coffee, so I just don't.
Yeah, you can exclude the non-coffee drink. It's not good enough. You should leave the.
Yeah,
this is the rule.
Okay. If this needs to work, I suggest that we really take seriously the. You raise your hand and then you talk.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest. Do you agree?
Mm.
Okay. Thank you.
No.
So, who wants to talk? There's one question, a concrete question. How some people cannot afford €10 package of coffee. So, how do we deal with that? Any suggestion?
Does everybody want coffee here?
Yeah, do you want coffee?
Wait. Sorry, you had a question, thing to say first?
Maybe the people who can afford
are willing to pay a bit more if it's very important to buy also the organic coffee.
We just...
Had jij nog een, did
oh,
you have a question
yeah.
still?
Maybe first see if everybody wants coffee and people who don't want coffee, well, they don't have to pay.
Yeah, logical.
Yeah.
I would say like the people that want to buy 2 euro coffee buy that to make a supper pot, and then the other ones buy the 10 euro coffee. Problem solved. Everybody's happy.
I have
individualism.
I block.
Okay, so there's you and you. You can go first.
It creates separation within the group.
And
we would like to convince people maybe or work it out that we actually would live our ideals and we would drink everybody organic and fair trade coffee.
You had something to say?
If we can't even agree about which coffee we drink, how can we live together?
That's it, I'm moving on.
I would like to respect everybody's wishes. So some people prefer tea over coffee, other people prefer more stronger coffee. Me personally, I'm not gonna consume or pay for any kind of product that has abused human beings in the making of it. So I definitely am in no kind of way going to agree with the 2 euro biological coffee. Good luck. Because yeah, if we don't reach consensus, I'm just gonna buy my own coffee. As I am me, I live for myself and I make my own choices and I don't want to limit anybody else in his choices. So I'm just gonna do what I want.
Okay.
Is it?
Wait, sorry.
Point.
You?
Because yeah, I don't live here that long and maybe it's, I should have asked this when I came living here, because how are we actually doing this with the money? Are we all putting money in one pot and buying everything out of it, or everybody's buying stuff with wrong money? And okay, I know I've been using the kitchen, I've never put money in whatever jar, so I confess. Anyway, but are we having like a big pot, everybody's putting money in it, and is this a fixed amount, or is it like part of the money you have, or? I think that's quite important to...
I think actually to make this process easier is if I just say you all work with your own budgets and you
but
just... At the end of the month, you all pay for the coffee consumed. So coffee is a thing that you buy together. Whether or not people drink it, it's something that everybody in a way pays for at the end of the month.
Direct point.
Okay, sorry, I
eerst
dan
is dan
facilitating.
Oh, I thought I was
yeah, but you didn't see.
Yeah,
I just thought it was first, then she
yeah,
was,
okay,
and then
great.
She was, and then was he.
Yeah,
I had the direct point, so actually it's first, but yeah.
I have direct response to you. I didn't choose to live together, to live separate. So yeah, of course I can get my own food, but that's not what we have common pot for. We have like common pot to create living together. And yeah, of course, you can get everything for yourself, but then you
that
have
sure.
Like...
I don't mind sharing my fair trade.
Yeah, but that's okay.
No way
yeah,
possible.
Sorry, don't make it a dialogue.
I know
you. Make your point.
I know you, that you will share
it
always with me. And so, but this gives the example to the others to do the same, and they are maybe not so lovely like
excuse
you.
Excuse me, you can elaborate later first.
Ah, so how are we gonna measure the coffee and what we do with the coffee that the guests drink?
Okay, later, then you.
It sounds very reasonable what you say, but on the other hand, some people drink maybe 30 cups of coffee a day, and I drink only 2, and I would like to have those 2 cups of coffee fair trade and organic, but maybe it's a bit decadent to pay much more money for those 30 cups of coffee for somebody else's addiction, and it's the amount of coffee that people drinks that influence the if it's affordable or not. So maybe we can think or consider a system of paying more or less the amount that you use.
I assume, because we all live together and we agreed on like a certain ideological point, that we all don't want people to be exploited for our products. So we all would rather have a fair trade thing. So it seems to me, it's also kind of what you're implying, that it is a purely financial question right now. So I propose that we only resolve the whole financial business. So that we either plan on leveling what you contribute, but not gonna count each other's coffee cups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the last one? Last sentence.
Last sentence was like that we're not gonna count how much coffee everybody drinks. We all agree that we want this product. But now we're gonna resolve how we're gonna pay for it.
I think we already had a proposal. And I think there were only a few who said they could not afford. I think we all want to not have any exploitation in our world. So if you think like, now for my budget, it's not possible to pay five times more, but the extra cost is development cooperation money, kind of, for social justice in the world. So if all of us declare, I can afford the coffee and also can afford a little bit more for those who can't afford, then I think we could have a consensus already if there is no one who blocks this proposal, which is already made. I just clarify a little bit. Anyone blocks this
way to deal with it? About this one. Is it like that? Does it work like that?
We because there's some people want to talk. I suggest we listen to two of them.
Wait,
take
two, first, then
three,
then.
Four. How many? And we close the round and try to sum up, and then we see if we have a consensus.
Right.
Is that okay? So we have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait.
Yeah.
Is it not easier to first see if we have consensus, because then we don't need this round?
Well,
because
so many people want
talking,
to talk,
yes,
I don't
so
think there's consensus, right?
But perhaps they will all say the same thing.
Yeah, so nobody disagrees, so we
have
to
see what's
happening.
Shall I try to say
okay.
A consensus?
Okay.
She said everybody agreed, she felt everybody agreed with buying the organic and fair trade coffee. But there were lots of hands that were not moving. So I would like to know, does everybody agree first?
On the her proposal or his proposal?
No, just to, if everybody agrees to buy the fair trade organic.
Apart from
coffee.
The financial.
Apart
aspect.
From any financial aspect, does everybody favor the.
If you would have the money, if you're rich.
Yeah, I consider that the budget is different for everyone, and I consider my budget low, so I have other priorities.
It's apart from the financial aspect now. But
yeah.
first, that point. Okay, direct points.
Considering
then,
there is corruption in the fair trade
yes.
business lately coming up, I'm not sure if we should really.
All right, that's direct points. Direct points.
We can get the Zapatistas coffee, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
we trust.
Do we support?
First
yeah,
sequence. That's
the
most.
All right. I am sorry. We have to leave the this.
Actually, you've been living together for a year. I think we've been seeing lots of the things, right? I've been seeing lots of kind of redefining what the issue really is and reframing what it's really about. Is it about ethics? Is it about money? And how exactly? Is it about what we want to share or not? So lots of renegotiations around that. and lots of negotiations around, all right, kind of process, who's going to talk now and who's to decide about that. And lots goes organically, kind of people know, all right, I'll be a little bit quiet now, somebody else wants to talk. And lots of kind of also more explicit guiding. And also what I saw you doing, for example, is kind of checking, like you guide, but you also check, is it all right if I do this now? Because in the end, your position depends upon other people accepting it, right? I wanted to ask you guys to stop the process for now, just because at 5 o'clock there's another part of the program that some of you might want to join as well, so we don't want to take this too long. But we thought it was interesting to just reflect a little bit on the discussion we've seen here, and the different themes that we've been talking about earlier, for example, power. And for example, if you look at power, if you ask, does everyone agree? You already said, like, there were some hands that you didn't see. So sometimes it's really useful to ask really explicitly, is there somebody who doesn't agree, right? Is there somebody with a different point of view? Because people might not feel comfortable, or not want to impose, or feel shy, or whatever. So you have to really, their structure, I think, is really useful to really make it possible for people to show their dissent. And to accept that, and be, and make sure that people feel that you're willing to listen to it. If we look at the discussion that we've had, or that you guys have had right now, we wanted to invite some responses or some reflections, and especially around the questions of how did power, leadership, and the ideal of horizontality, that everybody can contribute in the same way. How did that play out? How did you feel that worked in the process that you had?
But also other things, first things that come into your mind are also welcome. For now, I'm interested to.
Yeah.
You have to facilitate.
Complete chaos.
That's what you like.
Right?
I'm still
ordinary
wondering
chaos.
If you couldn't have both.
Yeah. What about you?
What I found very interesting is the fact that you took over facilitation.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Speaking of power, because what we heard before is that it's good to, before you start on consensus, to have like, to decide on the process,
mm-hmm.
and not during, do it during the process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's decided
yeah.
before the process, she would be it.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I was in this case a bit happy because it was someone from the group, which
mm-hmm.
we preferred.
But
I know,
but
you're
right.
Is,
yeah.
You didn't think that she was doing it right,
yeah,
and you could do it better.
I
so you're kind of undermining.
Sorry,
let me just stop.
Sorry,
you're kind of undermining her. No, we're criticizing. It's just interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're kind of undermining her power as a facilitator to choose, and then kind of losing it also.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think some, at least in my head, I didn't recognize your power as a facilitator that much because of the action.
Right, so this is an important issue. When you change roles, how do you go about that? There might be different perceptions of it from different positions, and this has been your perception. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I agree with her. For me, it was very interesting, this change of role. Also, it was very interesting to see this how the, all this is redefined. The initial question is redefined about ethics.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is, I think we're too large group, so
mm-hmm.
maybe a solution would be that we separate ourselves in smaller groups, like by 10 persons or 8 persons each group, and we make 3 different decisions, and then we come, what was your group's decision, what were group's decision?
I mean proposals.
Yeah, so because we're too large and maybe it's too, so if we were regrouping ourselves over this question.
Right, you've been wanting to say something for some time, then you and also you.
Yeah, I think my neighbor here is not, it's not right what you were saying, because he was just helping out the person to and telling her this person and that person and that person, it's took out the finger, and then she said, okay, if you want you can take over my role. So I don't think he took any power because he was given the power to take over.
It's a little in between,
was not
I think.
He was not undermining. I think he was
supporting.
Yeah, but the switch is still interesting, and you did take something. It's all right. It's not an offense.
Well,
so
I don't take it as an offense, it's
no.
actually interesting indeed.
Yeah.
And I didn't really even know that we agreed upon, we set the process in advance.
No,
and
exactly,
like,
but
like
that's why
it
it's
dynamic,
very interesting,
you know?
That it happened, because these things are very important to be aware of.
And I think for us now, it's useful to try and talk about and share different perceptions, because this is what always happens in groups, rather than trying to define whether something was right or not, but just recognizing how all these different perceptions play into the process and how it's useful for us to know that this is going to happen and try and be sensitive that way.
Yes.
What I found interesting was when Lilette tried to break up the question into several parts by first asking, well, do we first of all agree on buying this coffee,
mm-hmm.
apart from the money issue, because then you break it up into little pieces of decision and then you can
mm-hmm.
move along the process a bit quicker, I think. So I thought that was a really good way of trying to get the consensus a bit quicker.
Right.
So.
Okay. Was it, you wanted to say something still, you're writing now?
Yeah. I've had the occasion to compare a consensus-based process to a consent-based process, and there's really a big difference between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I only get this conviction that a consent-based process works a lot better than a consensus-based.
Could you say something more about what you mean with that?
Yeah,
consent-based?
The difference is, in a consensus-based process, that you all agree on something, and in a consent-based process, there's no one who actually disagrees. That means that you can still be all right with decisions that are made that you don't actually agree with, but you don't have any blocking positions. And it's a lot easier to take common decisions, because
mm-hmm.
if someone has the possibility to say, well, I'd rather have it another way, but I don't oppose to this way, so
mm-hmm.
that's okay, but it's fine by me. And in a sociocratic method, there's a huge difference between helpers beleid maken, policy making. That's the place where you take the where you use the consent method. But on very practical questions, you have a working group who is able to
mm-hmm.
work in a faster way.
Mm-hmm.
Which has the consent of the group to take its decisions, and only if there's a problem, then someone of the group might say, all right, I withdraw my consent with this working
mm-hmm.
group, so let's rediscuss
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that gives, and what is also done in sociocracy is that you don't start a popcorn-like discussion. You first do a round to have a clear image of what the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
Questions like, is there a taste difference, or does anyone doesn't drink coffee, or things like that,
mm-hmm.
which are part of the image round. Then you go to the opinion round,
mm-hmm.
Which is more of a discussion.
You mean an agenda? Making an agenda first, you mean?
No, not really. Just on one issue like this, are we going to buy this coffee or that coffee? In the first round, you get a clear image of what the problem is.
Yeah, that's an agenda.
Then you hear
yeah.
what everyone's opinion is about it, and then only after that you come to a proposal which people can agree or disagree with.
Yeah.
And I see many advantages to that method.
Mm-hmm. And I guess what you pointed out about consent, which is not the same as agreement, it's an important distinction to make. Agreement is that you think this is a really good decision and perhaps the best, and consent is I'll go along with this decision even though it might not be my first choice, but I think it's, for example, in the interests of the group. And that is an important distinction. Also within consensus decision structures, it's possible to use that. But yeah, it's, who else wanted to say? There were other people. So 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, for me was very interesting also. I think what a bit chaotic maybe, I agree. Also because the subject, we didn't know all the information, of course,
mm-hmm.
because it was especially if you're a moderator, in theory, you are very aware of what are the conflicts or some more information, no? and we'll come here knowing that we all want coffee, no, and the tea discussion is not going to take. But it's a very normal question, no? But yeah, this chaos was based on that, and also I think because we didn't have enough time to discuss the exam methodology, because I think each person in the room has a different idea of what a consensus is,
mm-hmm.
what are the signals, what are not. We all have common ideas, but I think it's really important if you really want to have a meaningful discussion to really know what's the methodology. And not only the signals, because the signals is an extra thing. The very important thing is how you take the decision. When do you present an idea to be accepted as consensus, as you did in some point, no? Trying to summarize a bit what was said. Like, this is a consensus. Well, I think this proposal of consensus needs to be also organized in a way. Because for me, but maybe because it was not discussed, for me, I had to be the one responsible of trying to make a consensus out of the discussion. That's why in some point, okay, so three more persons say something, then I try to summarize, I present it. If everybody agrees, then it's consensus. Somebody says, no, I don't agree. Yet some people yes or not, then we can start having to constructing this consensus. So that's something we didn't discuss at the beginning. You know, when a consensus is going to be presented, who is going to present it,
mm-hmm.
how long time we're going to discuss. All these things are super important in order to actually
mm-hmm.
have something. Otherwise, you can be discussing for 1 hour and nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know? And
that was you, right?
I tried to agree on it, and especially what you said. It's really like a popcorn discussion, like everything. You don't react on the person after you, before you, but like on the person who was like 3 turns before. And which was also, I think, we didn't really get to the core of what's the problem, because actually I thought this isn't about coffee, this is actually about how to arrange our money, because
mm-hmm.
I was really like, if we have solved this next week, we didn't sit in a discussion about where we would get the oil or the beans or whatever, and that shouldn't be the point. So we should find a way to organize our common money thing.
Yeah.
And I think like what you proposed or what you said, like first making a round about opinions about things, and then you can have a clear thing. What is this discussion about? Instead of having this popcorn, like
and
okay, thank you.
Never getting somewhere.
Yeah.
You and then you.
No,
finally?
They were here also, and me.
Oh, I think we just said you and you,
yeah.
And then we're gonna stop.
Oh,
so,
you
but
didn't
actually,
work
let's put it this way: is there anybody who wants to leave at 5 sharp?
Yeah.
So
let's.
Yeah.
Because there's
plenary.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, yeah, like we can try, but then make it really quick, like really.
One sentence.
I thought. I understood that this whole meeting was meant to find out which kind of coffee we were going to buy, just fair trade or organic and fair trade or none of them. But right in the beginning, already in the beginning, I heard from different people, I don't remember who, saying, well, I assume we all agree about which coffee we want, organic and fair trade, because otherwise we would not live here together. And I think it can be a bit intimidating, because maybe I don't have money at all to pay organic coffee, but if I say that, I should not belong here.
Yeah.
And I think that you should start this discussion round to talk about it, and not and when you have a turn, you have an opportunity to say your preferences and why, and not I'm assuming that
it's a way of power, right?
That's what I mean.
You
spoke about in the beginning, and I think that's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also the moment that Lilette said, "Hey, do we have consensus?"
Yeah.
But we didn't have we didn't talk at all about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just noticed I'm getting a little bit nervous because I know the other thing is starting and I don't want to be keeping people here. So there were a couple people who really wanted to say something. Let's just try and make it really, really brief so that we can.
Who wants to say this?
Yeah, thank you for that. But just to make sure, right?
It was a good, very good point. Yeah.
Okay, what I wanted to say is that it's in consensus, really important to think about
shit, now I can't
think about shit.
No. You should ask why somebody wants something, so really listen to another.
Mm-hmm.
And here I noticed that many people think from me, from I, my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to have consensus, you have to understand what the other person means and also acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
Understanding the rule or something. Mm.
Yeah.
I think it's a task of a facilitator or a moderator to do these kind of things. And not only sitting there and writing up what everybody says and make one consensus point and then bring it into the group. He or she is the one that has to say, okay, let's first talk about this part of the issue and then that part of the issue and then that part of the issue. And now we take the whole issue because we know about the little parts, how everything works. And it's not, that's the job from the facilitator. So.
Or the moderator.
Or the moderator, whatever you call it.
Okay, thank you.
And I think that's it is the most important job in the whole facilitation consensus.
I think we learned how important structure is and being clear on what you want and taking a step back sometimes in the process. Where are we? What are the options? You can make it easier to. How do you call it? Avoid a popcorn
discussion. And we made it difficult for you guys. We sprang the issue on you and you have 15 minutes. We know that.
But thank you all very much for your contribution. I hope you had fun. I had fun. I thought it was very learningful to see it happen. I really liked the case. So, yeah. Have a good
time.
Thank
you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.